It's Wednesday the 31st of August. Well, that's August just about gone. It's a bright morning. It's been raining during the night. Yesterday was a lovely day. My goodness sake. There was a plane just went over there a minute ago. Literally, 1 minute ago. Another one. Ah, check. So, lovely day yesterday. Obviously rained during the night. This morning, clear blue skies so far, as far as I can tell. Sun's beaming through the solid birch tree. Low, much lower in the sky now. It's quite cool, this one. Though I have to say it's refreshingly cool, because I did feel quite clammy after my shower. And when your skin's like that, then you put your clothes on, even though I'm minimum clothes. Still that feeling of almost like a mild sweat, you know. So the cool, breezy air this morning is very pleasant indeed. And the birdies are singing. And the garden looks like a bomb site. Strewn with branches and twigs and leaves. This is I spent a good bit of time yesterday with my big extendable loppers pruning back the trees. Not all, I've still some to do, but about 2/3 of the apple tree, virtually. I don't mean I took 2/3 of the apple tree away, I mean, pruning wise, I've done 2/3 of the planned pruning. Same with my beautiful Acer tree, which has grown fantastically well this year. And the reason I prune it this time of year, before people sometimes, usually, wait till the leaves are all off, deciduous trees that is, of course, and then do the pruning. I do it before, because then you can see exactly how big the tree is and how much needs to come off. When they're naked in the winter, it's difficult to see exactly how far to take them back. I prefer to do it this time of year. It just looks like me when I've had a haircut, that's all it does. And the trees have still got plenty of time to absorb those nutrients that's left back into their cells for the winter. So, as I said, loads of branches and twigs on the grass, on the border. Just going to get rid of those, and then I'll take the shears to the border as well. Oh, that's about it, I guess, garden wise. I slept well enough last night. Good sleep. Again, shattered at 7. I don't think it matters when I get up now. I just feel shattered all the time. So, other than that, I'm feeling good. But I have to say that the past few days, I've had thoughts about disillusionment of things in my life. I can't actually describe that. One in particular disillusionment, and it's nothing to do with my family and my life as is, but more in thoughts of things, or certain thing. It's a terrible word, thing, isn't it? Thing. What do you do? What else do you do? What other word? Item? No, it's not an item. my mind's just been mulling over, and it's a conflict because of, oh God, this is hard. This is hard. I really should just do, I know I do a bit about it and I would explain. Well, one anyway. One. The other one is more not to be spoken about in public, but more to more to be sorted out by myself, as it were. Yeah. That clarifies everyone, doesn't it? Yeah, of course it does. Because it got me confused. Tea's away quick this morning, because I was late getting to it. That polar thing with the trees made a big difference, because at this time of year when the sun's low in the sky, there's certainly like much more light through, in particular into my study. You know, it's a big difference when I walk into my study and the amount of light it's getting in. So that tree that was severely hacked, that wee Birch Street, that's definitely not going to be there next year. It's either going to be gone or moved to another part of the garden. But anyway. So, really, what else? I think it's just... Ay. Now I'm just making noises. The call of dove flies in the garden. I should actually say stumbles in the garden, because they've been the big wood pigeons. Because there's so many trees, it's difficult to get a clear flight path, so they tend to land somewhere easy and then sort of like stutter and flap their way to a perch in the garden or on the ground. Yes, just like I'm stuttering and flapping around in my head at the moment. This is a tough morning. Don't you know what they say, when the going gets tough, run away. I always remember that whenever I hear that. Monty Python sketch. It was the one about what was the name again? See, it's one about Christ. And we're over there in the land, as you say. And I'm sure it was that one. I may be wrong actually. It was something, or maybe it was another one. But anyway, when they were in conflict with another army or something. I may have got this totally wrong, but there you go. Let's just carry on. They retreated, but they said it as it is. So instead of them all calling out retreat, retreat, as the armies did do, they just called out, run away, run away. Because basically that's how they perceived it. A fancy word for running away. Run away! Run away! It's true, isn't it? You can use all the fancy words you like. They're probably applicable to many, many sayings in life. It's got me thinking now. I'm sure Paul O'Mahony would come up with umpteen expressions or words that could be simplified or the true meaning. Run away, run away. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run away. Retreating. I'm retreating to my study. I'm going to have another coffee. Because there's not a lot of health happening between my lugs this morning. Run away.